All right, thank you for listening to this podcast. It has been a while since I've done one, so I thought I would just kind of talk a little bit about our current situation and just share a text of scripture from Romans 15, verse number 13 with you and some thoughts on that, and then close it out and go on with my day. So here we are in the middle of the Wuhan virus pandemic, shelter in place, quarantine, and so forth. And it's just amazing to me how gripped in fear many people are because of this. And there are a number of areas where people are fearful, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but as a people of God, we need to direct our fears and our anxiety, the tension and burdens that we have. We need to, in this time of crisis, this time of trial, we need to put all of that on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, he challenges us, cast our care upon him. Cast your burdens upon him. And, you know, live day by faith and have hope in Christ. You know, things are going to get worse. This isn't going to be the last time something dramatic happens in our nation or in the world for that matter. Things are going to get progressively worse. The whole creation groaneth in travail until now. What I'm finding happening with a lot of folks is they're getting caught up with all the conspiracy theories and government takeovers and everything else, and they are paralyzed by this fear. And the reality of it is we have a tremendous opportunity to reach people that wouldn't otherwise be open to hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are seeing, I've heard three testimonies of folks that have tried to buy Bibles, one online and two in the stores, and the Bible section was cleaned out. I received a testimony, a direct message from somebody in another country that had translated some messages and somebody had gotten saved. And I'm hearing this from other people. I'm also hearing that these live stream services, the preachers that are putting on Facebook and YouTube, they're going out to people who wouldn't otherwise watch them. Think about it, folks. They're in quarantine. They're in shelter in place. They've got nothing to do. And the news gets old. It gets old. It gets old fast. And so people are tuning in. They're watching these preachers. They're listening to the singing and the lessons and everything else. And they're hearing about Jesus Christ. And they're also witnessing our faith and steadfastness in the middle of all of this. We have a very important role. We've always had an important role, but this role, this time, this crisis is an opportunity for us to let our light so shine before the world. So let's be mindful of who we are in Christ. Let's anchor ourselves to our eternal hope, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and let's let him be our guide in faith throughout this time of trial. And so at Bible Way Baptist Church, we are praying for one another, encouraging one another, and we are praying for the other churches in the area and in New England and all over the country for that matter, because there's a lot of challenges and a lot of learning curves. I know I had to with the whole live stream thing, and there are still some things that we're trying to figure out, but we want to do the best that we can to minister to our folks, and so far we've been able to do that. And we'll continue to do that. And so I'm blessed with a wonderful church family. And they're good to one another. And their care and love and patience through all of this has been absolutely incredible. So truly blessed as a pastor to have them as part of my sheepfold there at Bible Way. Now we're in Romans chapter 13, kind of Paul's prayer here, if you will. And again, Paul's talking about the Gentiles. So he's talking about how they're going to be coming into the fold. They're going to, you know, the gospels to the Gentiles and so forth. And what he says in verse number 13, I believe, has some meat, some content to encourage us. And he says in verse number 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So the "now" here in the text puts the whole thing right in our laps, as far as what we will do with our faith and the promises that are associated with it. And this is important. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. Now, today, this moment, while you're listening to this, may the God of all hope and peace and joy fill you with hope and faith and peace. May that God do that. Why allow fear and anxiety to overshadow the blessings that God has for you today at this moment? You know, there was a time when we as a people were dead in trespasses and sins. There was a time when we were without hope and without God in the world. But now we have God as our hope. And now we have to come to a place where we accept that God truly is in control, the providence of God or the sovereignty of God. And we must take that with the understanding that His desire, that's God's desire, is not just for our salvation, and then He takes His hands off. No, God's desire is more than just our salvation. It's our perfection or sanctification, our glorification. Regardless of our limited understanding as far as the nature of God, the providence of God is concerned, we, by faith, believe that God has this thing under control and that God's perfect will be accomplished through all of this. Once we get a hold of that, and through this trial, this pandemic thing, the more we draw closer to God, the more we are filled with His Word, filled with the Spirit, the more we're going to hope for the future. And the less this pandemic trial, you know, tribulation type thing that's going on right now. And everybody's affected a little bit differently through it all. But at the end of the day, people are affected. But the hope of God will help you to navigate through all of those emotions and feelings that you're having right now. Paul uses triads in a number of his epistles. And triad, obviously, three. So joy, peace, and hope. And this represents the Christian now, as the text states, and also going into the future. So here we are now, listening to this podcast. Going forward, we should, as Christians, we should have joy, we should have peace, and we should have hope. So we have the God of hope. And God is, without a doubt, the author of our hope, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the same God who, through the promises of Christ, brought us, His people, hope. The Bible says all the promises of God are in Him, yea and amen. Psalm 146, verse number 5, the Bible says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And see, it all centers around the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is our hope. He's the anchor for our faith, for our life. God viewed independently from Christ, it's severe, it's a terror, it's frightening for those that are not born again, those that haven't been saved. So everything ties in nicely together and is proper when lost man is reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they come to a place where they understand that God is not a tyrant and He's not a terror. He's actually a merciful God. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. He's full of mercy and truth. Now we see the hope for the believer. What does the hope do? Well, it purifies us, brings us peace, especially during these trying times. Our hope in Christ brings us peace, knowing that God has everything all worked out, that God is not caught off guard, that God is not going to be overtaken or overthrown. God is, he's going to finish what He started. He will succeed. He can't but succeed. The hope for the believer satisfies, in other words, brings contentment. Certainly, there are a lot of changes in the lifestyles and things that you're doing and eating. Even, you know, a lot of people like going out for restaurants, for example. Well, you really can't do that right now unless you do takeout. I think many of them are still doing takeout. But it brings contentment. You're satisfied being home, being with your family, being around your wife, your husband, your children. You're satisfied being home just with the simple things in life. You know, we think about all of that's going on with this pandemic, and you know, kids are at home now. They're out of school, they're at home, they're being homeschooled, their parents are having to spend time with their kids, teaching them, rather than just dropping them off at the bus stop and sending them off to school. Now there's, you know, they're taking time, quality time, and spending it with them and trying to encourage them and be encouraged by them. really kind of a lot of, you know, introspection, just thinking about life in general. Hope inspires. Hope inspires. Boy, when you know you have Christ as your hope, He's your anchor, it inspires you to look beyond the temporal, to look beyond the trials and tribulations, to look beyond all of the hardship that you see going on. We've got hope. We are pilgrims here. There's a better city where we're heading. This isn't our permanent home. Hope inspires us to fight through, to fight on, to persevere. You know, Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. Paul never stopped fighting. He stayed in his lane and he fought on and fought on and fought on. And then at the end of it all, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. And there is in heaven a crown waiting for him. What was Paul's intent? The intent here that we might be filled. Filled with what? Filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, filled with wisdom, filled with love, and so forth. Listen, God doesn't go halfway with his people. He's all in. He's all in. He that began a good work in you will most definitely perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. And he will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He is always by your side. He will always be your rock, my rock, and every believer's rock. He'll always be a shelter in a time of storm, just like the one we're going through now. So what is the object? We see the object here is joy. Joy. First and foremost, Christ ought to be the object of our joy. I think of that verse. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, the joy that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy that we have in knowing that our sins have been forgiven, the joy in knowing that we have a place eternal that Jesus Christ himself has prepared for us. We have joy knowing he's coming again for us. There's satisfaction, there's contentment with that. That joy answers a lot of the stress and anxiety and fear that people are feeling today. Carnal joy is fleeting. It comes and goes. It puffs up, but it can't fill. It can't sustain. The next thing you notice is there's peace in believing. So to know joy and peace through believing, we must know what it is that we believe. What do we believe? And here we go back to the Bible. We go back to theology. We go up back to our study of God, our study of Christ, the study of the promises of God. You know, God revealed himself, general revelation through creation, but his word, that's special revelation, and that is meant for our learning, for our comfort, and our hope. Look what it says right here in the same chapter in verse number 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. The effect of believing will not be just to see God, but to see God in the face of Christ. To see Christ is to see the Father and his love and his mercy. How is this attained? How do we gain this? How do we have access to it? Prayer. Prayer. Go to God for it. Go to the Lord in prayer. If you're feeling anxiety and fear and doubt, if you're being tossed to and fro by all the conspiracy theories and all the stuff that's going on out there, then pray and stay in prayer until you have peace in the trials that you're going through, until you're dealt with all of the anxiety and such that you're feeling. And then simply by believing, and believing is, it's constant. It's accessing the promises of God and appropriating them, applying them to your life by faith, by believing God's message to you, by believing the words of Christ to you, by believing God's completed canon of Scripture, his whole word. And you can find comfort and hope, as the text states, in the Scripture. And as is to abound in hope. Not just to hope for hope's sake, but to abound in it. That our hope might be steadfast, that it might be strong, that it might be consistent. Not up and down, but consistent. Day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, minute by minute, may our hope in Christ be consistent and steadfast. And then we notice, lastly, the enabler in all of this. And he says, through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost resides in every believer. But for more it's more than just salvation. It is to seal the believer. It's to prompt a believer. It's to help the believer to learn truth. It's to help the believer to have hope, to overcome fear, to overcome temptation, to be able to look beyond this realm and know by faith and have peace, knowing that there is an eternity that is waiting for all of God's people, an eternity where moth and rust doth not corrupt. The sinful, wicked things that are here in this world will not be found in heaven, period. There won't be any pandemics in heaven. There won't be any Wuhan virus. There won't be any flus or colds or disease or wars or any of that stuff. There won't be any sin. The wicked will not be in heaven. There won't be any of that. It'll be perfect peace, perfect joy in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in him that we need to find our faith and comfort, especially during these times. And so I'm going to end it there. May the Lord richly bless you all as you continue to serve him during this period of crisis or trial in our nations and the world, for that matter, world's history. Take care, and the Lord bless you. Bye now.